All right, hey, this is Get Fit with Eric podcast here. We're on episode 6 here, and we're starting our month here in April about, you know, really kind of talking to other people that we could consider teammates in the battle to make America a more healthy place. And this gentleman here that I'm going to talk to today, David Thompson, I just recently got to know him because one of my trainers, Ingrid, actually met him at an RPR clinic, and we'll talk about what RPR actually is. But he's got a really different perspective on how he works with people on the body. And I'll say this, three of us have been over to see him. My trainer, Ingrid, who's wanting to run, and she was having all kinds of pain running. And now she just said after seeing David, she's been able to run 6 miles. Also, my manager, Tracy, who has had chronic back problems, just gave her a real fresh perspective and kind of restored hope and gave her a different strategy to help get some of those nagging things out of her. And then myself, I came to see David a few weeks ago, and I've had this shoulder injury that's gotten better. It's not really, it's more of a nagging shoulder, but he kind of really brought it that last 5-10%. I know I got to come back and see him just to really kind of knock it home, but my shoulder, I haven't had any shoulder pain since I've seen him. It's really just gotten noticeably better. So I'm interviewing him today to talk about his unique blend of healing that he does, and I think it's just a great thing to integrate into what you're already doing, you know, whether you're doing chiropractic, acupuncture, those things, you know, definitely David's got is worth giving a try. So I want to ask David first, because he was a cabinet maker, correct?
I was indeed, yeah. Family business, I did that for about 6 years, and it was time to get out of the family business. Thought about it for a long time. I was driving home from a vacation with my wife, and it just kind of struck me like a lightning bolt. I turned and looked at her, and I said, I'm going to be a massage therapist. And she turned and looked at me, and she said, yes, you are. And the rest is kind of history from there. So.
That's awesome. So you could say right now you're actually doing what you feel like your passion and your purpose is in life.
Absolutely. Yep. Things from way back in childhood. All the way through my teens and 20s, there were indicators in hindsight that were pushing me in this kind of direction, pointing me to helping other people and helping people through hands and healing. Absolutely.
So, David, we all know what massage therapy is and how that works, but you do some other stuff. And talk about what we call ART or active release techniques. What exactly is that?
ART is a very specific movement plus manipulation of tissues treatment modality. We assess tissue as we treat it. So we're constantly being guided as the body is moving and we're palpating and we feel movement happening. We're being guided by where the tension is pulling us and where we can feel that things are stuck. We might treat muscles. We might treat tendons, ligaments, joint capsules, and a lot of the fun is in nerve entrapments, peripheral nerve entrapments. So if a nerve is stuck, say the sciatic nerve, a lot of people have heard of that, stuck in the gluteal tissues, then we have very specific protocols that we can restore glide to those tissues.
I think that's awesome because, you know, the thing in the wellness industry is really moving towards, you know, looking deeper than just, we just looked at muscles before, and we know that there's much more complex than that. And I know personally what's really cool when you're working on me, you were kind of doing an assessment as we were working together and finding stuff and making comments and giving me some feedback. And it changed some of the things I did in my own workouts to help, you know, counter that. But the other thing that you integrate well, you know, you have your massage therapy, you have your ART, but you have RPR, which is kind of the new kid on the block. And it's, you know, reflexive performance reset, but talk about RPR. We do a little bit of it at Pura Vida, but not the level you do it. So tell me how you came about with that, and then how you use that in your practice.
So I was fortunate enough that a client and colleague of mine, a physician's assistant, last spring, on her softball team, somebody was doing RPR, and it blew her mind, and she came. Next time she came to see me, she told me, okay, there's this new thing, it's RPR, you have to check it out. Within a couple of months, we were able to go to a clinic, and my practice changed that very next day. So RPR is a system to identify what's firing and what's firing in the right order and maybe what's firing not so well, and where harmful compensation patterns may be occurring. So if your glutes not firing well, are your hamstrings taking over, or are your back muscles taking over for it? And then we use kind of hyperstimulation of reflex points to work with the brain and tell it basically, okay, stop using these muscles that should not be the primary movers for a particular action, and instead use the ones that are most optimal for that function. So it creates dramatic, instantaneous changes in the human movement system. It's very powerful, very fun stuff to do.
Yeah, I'm just getting exposed to this year too, and it is cool, and it's cool at the level how you integrate both of those things. I think is so unique. You know, one of the things too is, you know, how you integrate them. How do you decide, like, how somebody, you know, how do you differentiate when you're working with somebody between, you know, massage therapy, ART or active release technique, and RPR? How do you kind of effectively integrate them, you think?
So I have a very wide range of clientele, from very young to very old, and many different backgrounds. So the first thing that happens is when the client walks in the room and they bring their health history information to me, I'm looking first at just the broad context. Is this person experiencing currently a lot of stress or grief or any other negative emotions? Has this person experienced physical, mental, emotional trauma at any point in their life, and is that affecting them today? Then how do they use their body out in the real world? What is their occupation? What are their hobbies? What's their activity levels? And then I'm also looking at posture and kind of just general skeletal alignment, looking for small movement patterns, checking to see if people are breathing it with their chest or if they're breathing with their belly. So I'm kind of paying attention to all that stuff from the moment you walk in the door. And then based on what their goals are, I'll begin some kind of assessment. It's usually RPR to begin with. I like to clear out all of those harmful compensation patterns and then see if there's problems that are still left that need another approach maybe to clear out. And then I'll also be, as we're moving the body, performing these treatments, then I'll also be looking for limits in range of motion or some other kind of hidden little catches or parts that aren't moving the way that they should be. And really just let all of that guide us through appointments. No two appointments are ever the same, and every individual shows up a little bit differently every time they come, even if they come multiple times. So that's that.
So when people come to see you, like, how often does a person typically see you, or how frequently do you like to see them? Is it case by case, or what's your typical client do?
It varies tremendously, but my typical client will come once or twice a week for a number of sessions. Sometimes it's just one or two or three. Sometimes that once a week schedule will keep up for 5 or 10 sessions. It depends on how far reaching their problems are, how deeply embedded their compensation patterns are, if they have chronic, long-lasting, far-reaching injuries that have really stacked up and accumulated on each other. Sometimes the body needs many chances. I need to stop. I just need to stop. Sorry. I don't know why.
That's all right. You're doing good, man. You're doing good. No, I think it's good. I think, honestly, you're doing really, really good. Okay. I know this is, and just to let you guys know, this is his first time ever doing one of these things, so he's doing really good on this, explaining it, because he is a really good healer. But, you know, let's just switch gears. What about, do you have a couple success stories or one success story you could share with us of somebody you really felt like you had a breakthrough with?
Yeah. I'll give you three. One that I'm really recently excited about. I've only just begun teaching other people to do RPR for themselves in a group setting. And that's different from what I've done in the past. I usually teach as we go so that you're empowered to take care of yourself at home. But now I'm also teaching groups, and I never lay a finger on the participants in these groups. We do testing to make sure that they partner up and do testing with each other to make sure that their bodies are getting a response out of the RPR stuff that they're doing. But I had, in my last class, I had somebody with about 8 years of chronic shoulder pain. And the coolest thing that ever happened to me was she cleared it up herself. I didn't have to do anything for her except show her how. And then she went home empowered to do that over and over and over again until that shoulder really heals. So that's one success story that I really am inspired by and makes me want to teach more. Next one, we'll shift gears a bit. I also see a lot of people with trauma, sometimes pretty significant childhood traumas that they've maybe carried with them for their whole lives. I had a client in here in their mid-60s who had been dealing with sexual trauma from childhood. And our very first session, we did gentle RPR, but it was very intense for this individual. But they responded really well with that intensity. We kind of go into it, get the diaphragm breathing working, and then come out and just relax and kind of center again. And then we go and get the hip flexors working. We just slowly worked through the process that way. Client left. I didn't see them for a while. When they came back, they told me that many parts of themselves had integrated for the first time really ever in their life, whereas there were parts that were kind of stuffed away that needed to be put away from those intense childhood experiences. And they reported having a lot of synchronicity sort of just suddenly happening in their life. The ability to really just stand upright and to face challenges that are currently happening. And they felt like they had their power back. And that is just super cool. And another recent example, I had a client who's been getting not the most appropriate care for their condition. It's a long-term sciatic nerve and sacroiliac joint dysfunction pattern. And they've been getting care for about 3 years, twice a week care, multiple different modalities. And I saw them once 2 weeks ago. They came back and said, I've had two bad days since that appointment. And then we worked again yesterday, and everything was looking really good. I think I will only have to see this person maybe two more times. It's wonderful. Yeah.
That's what it's all about, too. I mean, you can tell, like, when you get going, I mean, you are really gentle, you're focused, and you're attentive in the sessions. That's what I noticed. And I've had a lot of different, you know, I've done chiropractic, I've done acupuncture, and, you know, I've been in the fitness game 25 years, and I've always liked different things. But I'm just really excited to work with you here, and, you know, the best way to probably to book a session with you is to contact the Cashman Center, wouldn't you say?
Yes. 952-224-8990.
Awesome, David. Well, hey, I know this was out of your comfort zone. This is his first interview, and it's always when you have to get on social media or audio stuff, but I appreciate your time today, and I look forward to working with you myself to keep me going, trying to be a 46-year-old wannabe athlete here and keeping my clients and my staff in one piece. So thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Eric. I really appreciate the opportunity.